ओम शांति। गोइंग बियॉन्ड द ह्यूमन डिक्टेट एंड फॉलोइंग श्रीमत फुल्ली। सिंस कॉपर एज we have been following human dictate and the result is downfall, or the result is degradation. Because human dictate is limited. Human beings' intellect is limited. And there is an influence of vices on human being. That is why whatever the type of dictate they are giving, definitely there would be downfall. In this confluence age, this is the age of upliftment. This is the age of rise. And in this confluence age, we are getting Baba's Srimad. And as much we are following Baba's Srimad, we experience progress in our life. Because Baba Srimad is the most elevated dictate in this world. Because he is purest being in this world. And there are mainly 10 points related with the Srimad. We are getting 10 types of the benefits by following Srimad. First benefit is Srimad helps us to rise, and human dictate does downfall. Nowadays we are observing degradation in this world, all over the world, because of human dictate. If we follow Srimad, we can go ahead, we can progress well, we can reach to our destination easily. That is why we must keep on following Baba Srimad only. second benefit is Srimad is beyond selfish motive. Srimad is beyond selfish motive. If we follow human dictate, we can become selfish. And by following Srimad, we can become selfless person. The selfless person's life is the one who lives for the others. That is why, if we really would like to become a selfless person, unlimited server, unlimited instrument, we must follow Srimad. Third benefit is Srimad is the supreme, which helps us to become equal to Supreme Father. As much we would follow Baba Srimad, on that basis we would be able to imbibe divine qualities and powers in our life easily. By the result of that, we would be able to maintain elevated stage. We would be able to create elevated thoughts in our mind. We would be able to maintain elevated stage by following Baba Srimad. Fourth benefit is Srimad is for our all-round development. Srimad is for our all-round development. If we follow human dictate, we won't be able to become all-round instrument. There won't be all-round development in our life. Mama was following Baba Srimad. That is why she became all-rounder instrument. In a very short span of the time, she progressed fast. She became all-round instrument. There was all-round development in her life. Because throughout the life, she always was following only Baba's Srimad. We must accept Baba Srimad with a great love. If we really would like to win Baba's heart, we must accept Baba's Srimad, whatever it may be, with a great love. On that basis, we would be able to make that Srimad the part of our life easily. Child is receiving fatherly love from his father when he become obedient. He accept his dictate with the love. That is why for receiving love from Baba, we must accept each and every Srimad with a great love. Fifth benefit is, Srimad makes us master. And human dictate makes us a slave. Because the whole world is a slave of Maya. They are the slave of their habit, they are the slave of their samskaras, because they are following human dictate. And if we follow Baba Srimad, we can become the master. Because when Baba gives the Srimad through the versions, simultaneously Baba gives us power through the drushti. Baba gives us energy, spiritual power through the drushti. And by the result of that, we can imbibe that Srimad easily in our life. And by the result of that, we can become the master of the self. That is why we should not follow human dictate. Sixth benefit is, Srimad makes us an elevated person, that is a deity. Srimad makes us an elevated person, that is a deity. If you would like to become a deity, you must follow Srimad. There is no other way. Because by following Srimad only we can imbibe divine qualities in our life. By the result of that, we can become the deity. What is the difference in human being and deity? Nothing. Only they have divine qualities, and the human being, they don't have divine qualities. But by following Baba Srimad, we can imbibe easily divine virtues, divine qualities in our life. By the result of that, we can become an elevated person. Deity. Seventh benefit. The Srimad makes our fortune for 21 birth. Srimad, makes us our fortune for 21 births. If we follow Baba Srimad, Baba guarantees our golden fortune for 21 births. Whereas the human dictate does not guarantee for even a one birth. That is why we must create great fortune, elevated fortune for such a long period of time, for 21 birth. Next benefit is Srimad is the solution to all our problems. Srimad is a solution to all our problems. If we follow Srimad, problem won't be anymore in our life. Srimad and problems do not coexist. Srimad and problem never together. If we follow human dictate, lots of problems would be there. If you get some advice from human beings, they can give you advice. And by following that advice, if you won't get success, then there would be disheartened in our life. We can lose faith in that person. If we accept Baba Srimad, if we follow Baba Srimad, then on that basis we can maintain easily the victorious stage. And if you maintain that victorious stage, then there won't be any more problems in your life. That is why we must keep on following only Baba Srimad. Next benefit is Srimad brings us close to each other and the Father. Srimad brings us close to each other and the Father. We have 100% love for Baba. And we have percentage wise love for the family. Why? Because we are following human dictate. By following human dictate, we are observing drawbacks. By following human dictate, we are observing negativities in the person. And that is why we are not having really true love for that person. But if we follow Srimad, that Srimad will bring us together. That Srimad will improve the love in the family and in with father also. Because Srimad always teaches us observe the positivity in every soul. Observe the virtues in every soul. And if we would observe always the qualities and virtues and positivity in every soul, automatically we can maintain positive attitude and good wishes for every soul. And we can maintain that true love for that person. In last season, in last Murli, Baba has said that you must not have negative thoughts, even a single negative thoughts for any person. You must not have a single negative thoughts for any person. Would it be that possible? If somebody is defaming me, somebody is blaming me, somebody is always criticizing me, would it be possible to maintain positive attitude or good wishes for that person? Brother? It would be difficult, na? God can have good wishes for everybody. He is a God. He have big heart, He have generous heart, He have that forgiveness, quality of forgiveness also. So, and He is the child. That person is a child of the Father. That's why He can maintain that good wishes and true love for everybody. First of all, why Baba wants to see that positivity in our life? Why? What is the secret behind it? We must not have single negative thoughts regarding about anybody, because we are losing so much energy through that leakage. This is a leakage. On one hand, we are receiving powers from Baba through yoga, through service and whatever. But on the other hand, we are losing so much energy through the negative thoughts and through the waste thoughts. And that's why we are not really able to enjoy this Brahmin life, because of not having the collection of the powers, treasures of the powers. That is why, whoever is coming in front of me, whoever, I must have good wishes for that soul. I must not observe his present stage. I must always observe his beginning stage or the end stage. When that soul descends on this earth, that soul was pure. And when this soul will return to home, also would be pure. If we observe this beginning stage or end stage, we can easily maintain positivity, positive attitude or good wishes for each and every soul. Because not having good wishes for any soul is a subtle sign of impurity. And having always pure wishes for each and everybody is the sign of very good purity. That is why I really would like to maintain that elevated stage of purity. And for that, we must follow Srimad, which brings us close to each other and to Father also. And 10th benefit is, Srimad is the foundation of the new world. Srimad is the foundation of the new world. If you would like to go in that new world, you must follow Srimad. Srimad is like a passport and visa for that new world. And if you don't have that passport or visa, there won't be entry in that new world for you. Whatever Baba teaches us, that is Srimad. Sometimes the BK, some BK are saying that I am getting stretching from Baba. That is why we must really follow this Srimad from the heart. From where we are getting Srimad? From Baba's Murli. Murli is a source of Baba's Srimad. That is why we must read Murli properly. We must understand the secrets of every version, Baba's every version. Through the churning power. Because many times Baba gives us Srimad, but if we won't understand that properly, we won't be able to follow that Srimad. That is why through churning power, we must understand the secret of each and every Baba's version. Churning must be our hobby. You must digest that food of knowledge through the churning power. Because everybody would like to experience newness in their life. Everybody would like to have new experiences in their life. When we are not getting newness, then we are losing our zeal and enthusiasm gradually and gradually. And the sign of very good efforts maker is, to maintain very good zeal and enthusiasms all the time in all the situations. This is the sign of very good efforts maker. And those souls have really the art of churning knowledge. They can easily maintain that type of the newness in their life and can easily maintain. These are the two wings, zeal and enthusiasm. These are the two wings of this soul bird. These two wings must be stronger and stronger and stronger. So we would be able to enjoy flying stage, very good and very high stage of yoga. Day by day, these two wings of the zeal and enthusiasm must become powerful, strong and strong and strong enough. Baba has said once in Murli, you must not lose your happiness at any cost. If you lose your body, doesn't matter. But you must not lose your happiness. Why? Happiness is such an important thing in our life. Happiness is a highly nutritious food of a soul. Happiness is a highly nutritious food of a soul. The moment we are losing our happiness, we experience downfall in our life. That is why in this confluence age, where we are getting sustenance from directly from Supreme Being, we must maintain that constant zeal and enthusiasm, constant happiness in our life. Because as much happiness is increasing, that much the degree of godly intoxication is increasing in our life. And as much the godly intoxication is increasing in our life, that much royal samskaras we can imbibe easily in our life. We can regain that higher status in golden age and silver age on that basis. Godly intoxication. That is why Baba Srimati is to always keep on sitting nicely on the throne of self-respect. Always keep on sitting on the seat of self-respect so we can experience that godly intoxication and happiness in our life. This is a secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. If someone business is very nice, he have some policy, some secret. In his business, he has some special policy or some secrecy. On that basis only, his business is increasing, getting progress in business a lot. In this same way, if you really, really would like to maintain elevated stage of yoga, the secret of that is to maintain very good self-respect. By the result of that, we could experience very good intoxication and happiness in our Brahmin life. Someone asked me one question. I am getting sometimes touching from Baba. How do I know that touching is my own touching or that is Baba's touching? How do I know? Is really that Baba's touching or that is my own thinking or my thought, own dictation? Once, in Om Shanti Bhavan, one brother asked these questions directly to Baba Dada. Baba, how do we know that when we are getting touchings, that is your touching, that is our, that is our own thinking? Then Baba explained, Baba gave the three reasons of that. If that is really Baba's touching, that would be powerful touching, first thing. That would be powerful touching. And second thing, if you bring that in practical, there won't be any doubt in your mind. How, why, when, this and that. There won't be any doubt in that touching. Definitely this is Baba's touching, this is not my own touching. And third thing is that by using that touching, you will get very special, extraordinary result or food. Success. Very good success you can get. Because when Baba gives the special touching, at that time Baba gives also extra power. So we can get very good success in that task. But if somebody would give us advice or tell us some touchings, we must clarify that with the seniors. Otherwise, we may not get success. Baba has said that I really would like to give you special touchings, but there is a condition. I want to give you special touching. You are my special children. I want to give you special touching, but there is one condition. When your intellect will be untouched, will be detached completely, not touched with any physical being or thing, then only I can give special touching. When your intellect would be detached, totally detached, free from the physical being and physical things, then only I can give special touching. Because in future, lots of problems would be there, lots of situation, bad situation would be there, and for that, Baba would give special touchings to us. Touching power and catching power. These two powers must increase gradually and gradually. If we follow Srimad, our intellect will become very divine, very clear, very pure and very far-sighted. Such type of intellect you can get by following Srimad. And if you would have such type of the intellect, you can get special touchings. And you can catch that touchings when your intellect would be powerful. Pure and with power, powerful. On the basis of purity, you will get touching power. On the basis of power, you can get that catching power. That is why we must develop the quality of our intellect by following this Srimad. And for having powerful yoga, fiery stage of yoga, really fiery, you must have very clear and pure intellect, divine intellect. Because such type of the intellect can maintain, can get very good connection, can get very good link with Baba. And can maintain consistency also in that connection. If you would have such type of the quality of intellect, you can maintain consistency in that connection also. And you could receive lots of energy from Baba. If we follow human dictate, the intellect won't become divine. Some dust or some dirt would be there on in our intellect. That is why by following Srimad, we must increase the divinity of the intellect. Baba has said that your yoga must not be only a yoga, ordinary yoga. Your yoga must be fiery. You must experience fiery stage of yoga. So in that fire of yoga, your sins can burn. How can we practice that type of the powerful stage of yoga, fiery stage of yoga? Especially at Amrut Vela or in evening, we must experience such type of the fiery stage of yoga, volcanic stage of yoga. I would like to explain one thing. See, this physical sun has lots of physical energy. And that physical energy is radiating through the rays on this earth. And if we put the piece of paper in the sunlight for a long period, for years and years, that paper will not burn. In that sunlight, if we put that piece of paper or piece of cloth for a long time, long period of time, it won't burn. For burning, that piece of paper just hold a magnifying lens on that paper. And whatever those rays from the suns would fall on that lens, and that rays, when that rays would transmit through that lens, that will fall on a one point on that paper. And that rays would be really like a laser, rays would be full with energy. And because of that heat and that energy, fire will start and that piece of papers can burn. Magnifying lens. By the help of magnifying lens, we can burn that piece of paper in sunlight. In the same way, Baba is a spiritual son. Baba is a son of knowledge. When we are having very good spiritual sun bath, we are receiving the rays from Baba. Intellect is acting as a magnifying lens. We must hold that lens of intellect by the help of mind. The mind must be stable. In that mind must not be any remembrance of any physical being or things. So you can hold, by the help of that mind, you can hold that intellect properly. The intellect would be stable. And when that magnifying lens of intellect would be clear and clean, then automatically whatever the rays we would receive from Baba, that rays would pass through that lens of intellect and very powerful, extremely powerful rays we would receive on the soul, and that fire of yoga can ignite there, and we could experience my sins are burning in that fire of yoga. But in this process, two things are very important. Full determination and full concentration. While sitting in yoga, you must have full determination. I would really like to experience powerful stage of yoga. Such type of the determined thought must be in your mind. And after that, there must be full concentration on Baba. Undivided concentration. Must not be single percentage of distraction. Undivided concentration must be on Baba. Just keep on seeing Baba with the eye of intellect. Get full concentration. Then automatically you could experience that type of the fiery stage of yoga. Nectar time. is the time of receiving nectar of powers. Nectar of powers. Spiritual powers. At that time, I really would like to receive the nectar of powers from Baba, from the source of spiritual energy. If we really would like to transform the stresses of vices, we must have that type of the powerful yoga. We must develop quality-wise and quantity-wise yoga. Quality must improve gradually and gradually, and quantity also must improve gradually and gradually. Quality-wise and quantity-wise, we must develop our yoga. That's why Baba has said the other day, if you would like to celebrate this festival of Holi, burn that ayanes, two type of the ayanes. Ayanes of body consciousness and ayanes of frustration. Burn that in the fire of yoga. So you could have such type of the powerful stage of yoga. As much we would be able to burn this ayanes, then automatically we can develop the real ayanes. We can develop the depth of soul consciousness very nicely. For powerful yoga, we really must have deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Would you like to have that experience? Because we have knowledge, we know the knowledge, but in our Brahmin life, we must increase the treasure of the spiritual experiences. Experience of deep soul conscious state, experience of deep God conscious state, experience of nice angelic stage, experience of subtle world, experience of soul world, such type of the spiritual experiments we must have in our life. Then only we can maintain stable stage, unshakable stage in our life. Because in future, many things would be there which pull our intellect. They would pull our intellect. But even though in that situation we must maintain stability. When we would have that type of the powerful stage, then only we can maintain stable stage. Okay. Now, we really would have a wonderful experience of yoga. Very deep, really powerful and deep yoga. But you must sit upright. Sit upright. You must be very active and alert. In this yoga process, you must be very active, full with joy, full with happiness, and full with zeal and enthusiasm. Om Shanti. I am. A very tiny and shining divine star. Sitting in the center of my forehead, I am. Twinkling star living star radiant star radiating the light of spirituality all around me. I am a pure star spreading the light of purity experiencing wonderful crown of purity How fortunate am I that I am visualizing very clearly and deeply and experiencing my true form, original form that I am. A very tiny point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards flying beyond these five elements flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, how beautiful is this world of angels. I arrived at the angelic world. Everywhere there is snow white, bright light, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of my angel. Dress of divine light. Oh, the Emperor of Angels, perfect Brahma Baba, is in front of me. The sweetest Shiva Baba is also in the center of Brahma Baba's forehead. I am receiving a wonderful drishti. Love filled the drishti. From Bab Dada, I am deeply lost in the ocean of love. I am observing tears of love in Baba's eyes. Child, most welcome here in this world of angels. Experience any relationship with me. At any time. experience me as your best friend. Sit with me. Share your every feeling with me. Eat with me. Walk with me. Play with me. Oh, how lucky am I am experiencing the relationship of best friend with God, directly with God, and filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the rays of light and flying upwards. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. How wonderful is this soul world. Everywhere there is a golden, reddish divine light. Sweet silence. Deep silence is everywhere. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. Really, incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. Baba, oh my sweetest Baba, I have been searching you many directions. And I found you. You are giving me everything which I really need. You are so merciful, Baba. You are so loveful, Baba. I really love you, Baba. I really like you, Baba. I would like to enjoy your beauty only, Baba. You are so beautiful. You are my whole world, Baba. Baba. Baba, Baba, I was suffering in the ocean of sorrow. You just lift me up and put me in the lap of your super sensitive joy. Put me in the swing of super sensitive joy. Oh, my sweetest Baba, you are my best companion. I love your company. I would like to be in your company, Baba. I am combined with Baba. No one and nothing will separate me. Baba is ocean of love. I, the loveful soul, is deeply lost in the ocean of love. I don't know where am I. I am deeply lost in the ocean of love. Thank you.
Vibhushana powers, unlimited source of spiritual energy. Baba is the son of knowledge. I am receiving unlimited powers in the form of shower. Unlimited rays of powers are falling on me. I am experiencing fiery stage of yoga. Extremely powerful stage of yoga. My sins are burning in the fire of yoga. Through this experience, I become very light.